All right. Are you two many hits on the GIF?
The on GIF? The GIF. Is it on pronounced the... GIF or GIF?
It's
there
GIF.
Is eternal debate over which it is.
They don't know where their home world is. They don't even know what it's called.
That's a 23, a 15, and a 17.
Okay, so your first hit connects, the second one goes wide as the GIF ducks, and then the third one lands. So roll damage twice, please.
Oh, I forgot to roll advantage, didn't I? Oh, well, whatever.
Because we haven't finished the turn yet, you can roll those with advantage.
Let's see. 25!
Yeah, so the first one remains a 23, second remains a 15, third one gets converted to a 25. So it's the same. Hit.
All right. Well, I didn't actually roll attack rolls. I rolled damage because I forgot, and so I just rolled them. We're just gonna go ahead and say 9 and 11 is our damage rolls, because I don't want to go back.
Okay, sure thing. All right, so you deal a total of 18 damage to the GIF, and she does not look pleased. Okay, you will take 5 sonic damage.
Yep.
So at that, the goblin screams out, "Grin, Copernicus, we gotta go!" and disengages and flees.
What?
It's badly injured. You just hear from the top like a squelch, and then we gotta go!
Did that goblin just leave?
It starts to scuttle off over the roofs, and the GIF rolls her eyes, uses the disengage, and starts to move as well, as does Grin.
Oh, what the fuck?
And that ends their turn. What do you want to do?
I mean, we can let them leave, or we can try to at least get one of them for information on this wanted poster thing. But, I mean, they're fucking muggers and they're assholes, but, I mean, if they're just gonna leave, I'm okay with letting them go with a warning not to fuck with adventurers. What do you guys think?
I think you need to drink a healing potion.
Alright, whatever. Setting that aside.
As they... So you let them go?
Yeah.
So as they flee, you hear the GIF, who seems to be named Copernicus, call out, "Arnett, I'm going to kill you for this." Now that is over and you're a little bit battered and bloodied, you stand in an alley in the market district.
All right. I know we were going to go, like, buy some clothes, maybe do a little bit of dress
shopping. We were going to the blacksmith first for you, right?
Yeah. I would prefer to hit the blacksmith first just to see if they can do me an overnighter on my hammer.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Overnighter.
What does that mean? Just
you barely know her. Artie's just got the biggest grin.
Juliana just stares at him. Okay. Amazing. Anyway, no, I'm not. I'm not giving you the satisfaction of a reaction to that one.
Okay, fine.
Okay, so you wander off into the market district, and Jill, you find your way back to Darrow's Arms and Arms pretty easily. This shop appears to be a converted stable, which is a bit of an oddity given that no one in Port Meridian rides on horseback. The shop's name is wood burned into a simple shingle hanging over the front door.
Juliana steps in and does that awkward thing where you go into a shop and you're trying to look like you need help, but also not like you're being an obtrusive bitch or something.
So you step inside this store with its converted... There's actually a couple of stalls left there which seem to be converted into mannequin displays. There are weapons and armor and shields on the walls. And out the back, you can hear not the sound of clanging like you would from an armorer, but like a tinkling sound of magic. And at the storefront, you see a human woman, brown hair, about 5'5". She looks about 50 years old. And she says, welcome to Darrow's Arms and Armor. What can I get for you?
Hi, I was wondering if you guys did, if you worked on pre-existing, arms.
Could you describe what you need? Like, what kind of pre-existing do you mean?
She'll walk up to the counter and she'll set her, her warhammer on the counter, just like, okay, I know there's a shrine somewhere in the city, but I don't know if you know anything about Ethlins. I'm from over in Easheim, but, this is kind of my whole thing. This is my hammer. It's kind of my holy symbol, and I'd rather not replace it, but I'd like it if it was able to be a bit more powerful.
Oh, you want to upgrade your hammer?
Yeah, is that a thing?
Oh, yeah. And she turns back and says, Laurie! And you hear the magic stop. And the door opens at the back. And no one comes through. And then you look down and you realize someone is coming through. They're a gnome, about 3 foot high. And they look about, I don't know, 30 odd years old. And she's wearing, like, very flowy robes with sparkles on them. And these huge goggles that make her eyes bulge. And she lifts them up onto her head and reveals just normal eyes. And she says, yeah, what's up? And the woman turns and says, we got a hammer in need of an upgrade. And the gnome, apparently named Laurie, goes, ooh, let me see, and scrambles up to the counter. There seems to be a stepladder behind the bench. So she scrambles on up there and looks over it. She says, ooh, okay, so this is a... You got this and you got that and and she pours over it for a moment and says, all right, yes, I can enchant this for you if you like.
Is it okay if it's a rush job, like an overnighter? I need to use it for a thing like first thing in the morning, but I mean, I can pay for a rush. That's
fine. It's only taking me 2 hours. This is fine.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She looks very pleased with herself.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
Let's see. So this is a versatile weapon. It's she hefts it in her hands and feels the weight of it.
Giuliana definitely does the thing where she kind of like reaches for it, like, oh no, just like, oh no, you gotta hold his head. Just so.
She says, oh, don't you worry. I've handled many a hammer in my day, and then turns bright red as she realizes what she said.
We
already from outside. Yeah.
Giuliana also turns red.
She like stammers out. Come back in 2 hours. This will be, and she pulls out an abacus and starts flicking numbers around for that weight and mass. That'll be, I can do that for 4,200 gold.
Giuliana blanks out. She'll start to say, her mouth will start to form the word, no, sorry. But then she remembers the ridiculous amount of money that we now have, blanks out again, trying to count money, and then nods slowly. Yes, okay.
Wonderful. You can either pay up front, or you can give me half now, and I'll take the other half later.
Her eyes will flick over to the assistant to try and figure out what she's supposed to do.
And the assistant, rolls right and says, just pay now. It's fine.
Okay, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
She will reach
Laurie's
into the bag.
Laurie's very good at what she does. You'll be fine.
Okay. She'll reach into the bag, fish around, push the dog's head out of the way, get the wallet.
All right. So, knock off 4,200 gold, please.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, that'll be off, Wynn's counter. Because
yeah.
We've.
Oh, does Wynn have all of our. Does Wynn.
I have all the cash.
Okay, dope.
God, that's like 76,000 gold.
How much was it?
4,200.
4,200. I'm just going to take off 42 of the platinum.
And you pay in platinum, and the assistant's eyes widen, but she otherwise doesn't say anything. She says, "Oh, thank you. Back here in 2 hours or so."
Yeah.
And she quickly carts the platinum off to a back room, and you hear like a clinking of a safe.
Okay, thank you. Bye. She steps out. She looks at the others like, we have so much money.
We have so much money.
Do we want to go? You guys want to do a little shopping spree?
Yeah.
I thought that was what we were doing.
Should it be a montage set to some sort of pop music from like the early 2000s?
I would love that. Can we try on some clothes and then like come out of the changing room and shake our heads no, and then maybe try it? No, we already tried on the hats. That's already part of it.
Yeah, of course. We'll come in and out of the changing room and do that a few times. Try on, like, a few gloves or something.
Yeah, maybe do some dancing here and there with, like, a store clerk.
There's also going to be, like, an awkward wig try-on where we all just leave.
Yeah.
Can I go sit and sleep?
No, you have to be part of this.
Yeah, you're part of the montage, Artie.
Hey, shake a leg. It's Mr. Greg.
All right, so, yeah, you head on into the market district and you find a bunch of stores and you do in fact do that. Along the way, now, I was asked before the session, or rather, I spoke with you all before the session about magic items. You want to be buying some of those, do you?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Well, come across a stall, and it's like, it looks like a very small storefront, like the kind you'd see at a carnival. It's basically a canvas tent, but it's in purple and gray stripes. And you see a sign out front saying, the Purple Emporium, we take Electrum.
Juliana's like, ooh, 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 I have so much Electrum.
And underneath is Woodburn, finest magic items in any sphere.
Oh, excellent. Let's go.
Guys, let's go spend my Electrum.
I have one Electrum here. You can have my Electrum, Jill.
Ooh. I don't know what I have. Big spender. Hold on, let me dig into these pens.
We're going to be those people who show up and pay only in $2 bills or $1 coins.
We're going, hey, it's on their fucking sign. They did this to themselves.
They take Electrum.
They don't expect anyone to take them up on it, and you know that.
Okay, I have no Electrum.
Okay, dope. Well then, I now have, with your one Electrum, I have 3,230 Electrum. Let's go spend all of it.
Let's do it.
That's so funny. Okay, so you approach this small tent, and you do actually wonder how they fit like magic items in here. And there's a little curtain at the back, and I need everyone to make a perception check, please.
14?
20?
19.
All good.
Wow.
Annie, I'm going to deafen you for a moment while I tell Wynn and Artie what they see.
Okay.
So the two of you are going to see a figure come out through the curtain. Behind the figure, you see a massive space, like just a hint of an enormous building that's like hollow and empty behind this teeny tiny curtain in this teeny tiny stall that should hypothetically like only be a meter, like a few feet deep.
Oh, bigger on the inside.
So that's what you see when this figure comes out.
Okay.
All right, Annie, you can hear again.
Yeah, so what do I see?
You see, and all of you see this, you see the curtain get pulled back, and a figure toddles out. They're not a very tall figure. After a moment, you realize they're a kobold. Their scales are bright red, and their eyes are bright blue.
Oh.
And it appears to be a female kobold, and she's wearing a suit. She's got pinstripe trousers, but bare feet. She's got a these are gray pinstripe trousers with purple detailing, a purple vest, a pale purple shirt, and a purple tie, just in all lovely little complementary colors of purple with bright brass buttons. She's also wearing a holster, like a set of shoulder strap holsters over her arms, and they are full of a brace of pistols, and she wanders up to the counter and steps again up onto some kind of stepladder, and she says, "Ah, welcome to the Purple Emporium. How can I help you?"
"Hello. We would like some magic items."
"You would like some magic items. Well, that I can do for you." And she reaches under the counter and pulls out a massive book. It's probably about the size of her. You could kill a cat with this thing. And slams it on the counter, and like the ground shakes a little bit, and opens the very first page. And it is a long list of all these different magic items. And she says, "So I can only get you the ones in this section and this section right now. We're currently experiencing issues with shipping to Vodon, but once we get that sorted, I'll have access to all our different supplies."
"Yeah, I hear that's a problem with Vodon."
"Oh? Do you live there?"
"No, we got some friends who live there, you know?
Or something."
"Oh. You wouldn't happen to know anyone going there. We're looking to get a shipment taken there, but no one's willing to go."
"We're actually going there soon."
"Oh, well, wonderful. Are you accredited shippers? I've got some crates I need to get there."
"I honestly don't know."
"We've got a cargo hold. Okay, here. Can I have a strap of paper?"
"Yeah, sure.
We'll get you in contact with our captain."
Yeah.
Reaches on the counter, pulls out quill and ink and some paper.
Yeah, Jill starts scribbling down the details, and as she does, she's like, "We're the Kestrel down at the docks. We're here probably at least overnight. You want to talk to Alana Bondar is the captain, or Mr. Hurst is the first officer. But if you want to do any jobs, you'll need to talk to them. But we've got a shrike ship, so we should be able to take something. It just can't be super heavy."
"Oh no, that's fine. This is only a few crates. So Wonderful. Yeah, I'll take this and I'll go see your captain. If you see your captain before I get there, tell her that she'll be approached by one Red. That is my name. Red.
Uh-huh. Red.
She holds her palm with the red scales and says, I mean, you know.
I've heard weirder kobold names. Juliana puts out her hand. I'm Juliana.
Juliana, nice to meet you. And she shakes it vigorously.
Hey,
I'm Wynn. Hi.
Shakes hand. Like, lovely to meet you, Wynn.
This is Archie.
Oh, yes. Archie.
Hello. Archie.
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 Ah, very good. Archie. And handshakes all around. And she's like, well, now that that's sorted, allow me to get you set up with items. And now I will distribute everyone the items that we selected before the session started.
Yeah, let's imagine that in this middle of our shopping montage, it keeps cutting back to us, like, looking through the books, pointing at things, trying them out, shaking our heads, yes or no.
Yes. Also, I have a question.
Yes.
Why do you accept Electrum? Like, I'm not saying no, because we have a lot that we need to get rid of, but why?
It's as good as any other money, she says, rummaging through the book.
Okay.
You know, you would think that, but everything takes gold, or silver, or platinum, or copper, but I've never heard of anybody taking Electrum, and I have so much Electrum. We went through such a castle.
Yeah, I can help you with that for sure.
Absolutely.
We'll be asking you to help us with it.
Yeah, that is absolutely okay. Doing Jill's stuff first, I do have to do these items one at a time, however...
Well, while you're doing that, we could list the stuff that we got.
Yeah, go ahead and list all the things you got.
Wynn buys some Dust of Disappearance. She's going to buy some, during the montage, she buys some clothes and some board games and books. That's not from here. Then she also buys a Lantern of Revealing with a bunch of oil for it.
The Lantern of Revealing does, I'm pretty sure, but refresh me personally, that does the same kind of thing as the Space Fun Helmet, right?
Yeah, it basically, when I lift it up, it will cast light, but it will also make all invisible things visible.
Cool.
For everybody in the area.
I'm grabbing a bunch of stuff just sort of for the party and some things for myself. I am getting 3 bottles of Perfume of Bewitching. I'm getting a Pole of Collapsing and an Immovable Rod. I feel like those should go together because I feel like every adventuring party needs an immovable rod. I'm getting a Balance of Harmony, which are these scales that let me do detect evil and good as a ritual. So I don't have to, like, even prep it. I'm getting some boots of Elvenkind, so I go slightly less cling-clong, which I think would basically, between plate armor and boots of Elvenkind, would just, like, what, give me a flat roll for stealth instead of disadvantage? I'm getting some Eyes of Minute Seeing, which are magic glasses. I'm getting Keuchtum's ointment. I have no idea how to pronounce that. It's some kind of poison thing. I'm getting a box of paper birds for messaging. I'm getting a pair of sending stones, and I'm getting a wand of pyrotechnics. And then I also added, I'm adding to the party, because Alviva took her gloves of thievery with her, I'm adding a new pair of gloves of thievery. And then I'm also getting myself an Illuminator's tattoo, because I think I need a magic tattoo.
Good stuff.
Artie definitely joins Jill in the tattooing department. They're looking through all of these different designs. It's like, ooh, octopus.
Ooh, you should definitely get an octopus.
Get the octopus.
Wynn, real quick, which kind of alchemy jug do you get?
Oh, I actually did not get an alchemy jug. I took it off. So can we afford it? If we can afford it, I'll take it.
Oh, yeah, we can afford an alchemy jug.
Okay, I'll take it. I also get an alchemy jug, but it's actually not for me. I'm going to be handing it basically straight over to Finn.
The standard one has your basic things plus acid and basic poison. The blue one has a few different things and also boiling hot tea.
Ooh!
Tea.
So the standard things are beer, honey, mayonnaise, oil, vinegar, fresh water, salt water, and wine. But yeah, the blue one gives boiling hot tea, and the second one gives acid and basic poison as well.
I'm gonna get the blue one. That's for Finn.
Yeah.
Righto.
And then what else were you getting, Artie?
Hmm? Oh, I don't... He flips through the book. Ooh, oil. I wanted oil. That's good.
What kind of oil?
It says slipperiness, which, you know, that's what we want.
Oh, gross.
What? What if there's no water and I got to slide?
Water's a bad lubricant.
You're just going to be a slip and slide no matter where you go. Yeah, all right.
Oh, look! A candle of the deep.
Huh?
I think I'll get this.
Fair enough.
For when we all go to a water world,
sounds good to me.
You can see.
I like that.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Then we could finally, we could definitely go to your place where they want to kill you.
That's definitely what we can do.
Yeah. Hey, what was up with the... Did you recognize the description of the person who actually dropped off those posters?
No clue.
Dwarf woman?
I mean, I've had a lot of dwarf women, you know.
I don't know. I really don't.
Real quick, Adi, how many oils of slipperiness do you buy?
Oh god, it's a quantity. He'll buy 5. How about that?
All right. 5 added. Yeah, because this is a consumable potion, so.
I mean, who in Port Meridian specifically have you slept with?
I don't think I slept with anyone here.
Mm-hmm.
Not recently. We didn't really have time.
Right, because you were busy getting pretend assassinated.
I got murdered!
Murdered!
That's what happened here. It was murder.
But no, I don't know who it could be.
Well, maybe after we do this cult raid, the Cinder Lady will be a bit more forthcoming about it. Okay. Okay. All right. So that's...
Good choices.
Yeah. Where do you think I should put this tattoo?
What's it look
what
like?
What is it?
Well, it lets me write things. It says on the bottle that it has a whole bunch of, like, writing or words or something on it. I was thinking maybe, like, I don't know, the back of my hand or something?
That'd be cute. Or, like, maybe, like, along the inside of your forearm?
Oh.
Or maybe on your finger.
You think? You think a finger tattoo?
If it is a pen.
I was thinking maybe I want it to look like a pen nib or something.
Oh, then definitely your finger.
Hmm.
What if it's in your nail?
Ew. No. Needles on fingernails? No, thank you. No. Besides, then it'd just be nail art? No.
I like nail art. It's all shiny.
I like it, like, right, literally on, like, the, on your wrist is what I think. If you're having it be, like, a pen nib. I like that.
Yeah. Let's do something around the wrist, and then I might be able to, like... Oh, if it's words or something, I could add a prayer on that, too. That could be nice.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah, I think I want to loop it around my arm with, like, a prayer. I think that'll be nice. What about you, Artie? Where do you want this octopus?
Oh, it's definitely on my arm.
Yeah?
Look at this whole arm. Mm-hmm. He, like, scooches up his left sleeve. I think they were wearing cloaks, if I recall.
Yeah.
And he's, like, all over here. I want it all, like... wiggly and windy, and it will be fun. And then when I crush someone with the tentacles, it'll be great.
That does sound pretty dope.
That does sound extremely dope.
You'll have overnight to attune whatever you want to attune.
Oh, none of my shit's attuning. Well, except for the tattoo, right?
Attune.
Cool. So you spend, I'd say, at least an hour going over these magical items. There are so many of them, especially for you, Jill, and... It feels good to get a shopping spree done.
Yeah. Oh, I still need... I want to go, like, during the shopping spree, when Wynn buys a bunch of clothes, I also want to, like, buy a cute... a couple of cute dresses or something.
Aw. Yeah, you can go to the dressmaker.
Yeah, because the haberdasher recommended one.
Yeah, the haberdasher recommended a dressmaker across the way.
Yeah. Cool. Then I guess we just need to go back to the haberdasher's once that's up. Yeah. And then the,
Pick up our fancy hats.
And pick up my hammer once it's been a couple hours.
Yeah.
Once it's been another hour.
Yeah.
I bet our scooping out magic items and then doing our things did take us like a couple hours.
Yeah, yeah. And you can have a getting dressed montage or trying out different dresses and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Jill, for the box of paper birds, because you are buying this from a premier magic seller, I gave you the maximum amount of that. So that's a total of 9.
Oh, hell yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, hey, of course. Yeah. If you're buying it from a dodgy source, I'd make you roll the 1d6 plus 3. But for this one, it's a proper place, you know? Mm. None of that weak shit.
Well, once we've loaded up with a bunch of shopping bags and stuff, Jill will probably turn to the red. You're like,
yeah.
Thank you. This is really nice.
No worries. Happy to help. We're currently trying to expand, but you know, that's what you'll be helping us with. Expanding out a bit, getting over to Vote on it, and then my sister should be able to set up shop there.
Okay, cool. Yeah. We'll probably be heading back to our ship to drop these off. We can talk to the captain if you don't get to her first, and guess we'll be in business.
I mean, I won't lie. You've kind of set my quota for today, so I'm happy to just close up for today and go see her right now, if you can show me the way to your ship.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wonderful.
Is it okay if I ask you a little bit about your shop?
Ask away if you like.
Is that like a warehouse of holding or something behind the curtain?
Behind the what? That. Oh.
Is that what you call it?
I just happened to notice that by the outside it should only be another couple of feet, but behind the curtain it looked way far.
It what?
Oh, and she goes back to the curtain and pulls it back, and Jill, you see this now at last. There is an enormous stone warehouse. Like, you don't see how far back it goes because it's so big. Behind this curtain.
What the fuck?
Little trick my sister came up with.
That's awesome. You've got a very clever sister.
Oh, she's amazing. She's not very good at the whole selling thing, but she's very good at the magic thing, you know?
Legit. That's a very big warehouse, holy shit.
Yeah, so you'll be dropping another storefront off to her, basically. And then she'll be connecting it up so that we can just quickly... be there for whoever needs our magic.
Like, instantly?
More or less. We'll probably do different days, different spheres, but as long as we've got a location set up, we can go there pretty much instantaneously.
Do you guys take packages?
Ooh. Well, you see, I was speaking with someone about a mail system, and it would require... And she immediately pulls out a notebook and starts scribbling down what looks like... Jill, you're a divine caster, and when you're an innate caster, neither of you really have wizardly secrets. What she's writing down looks like the kind of more or less magic equations you see in a wizard spell book with all sorts of sigils and stuff. She's like, well, if I do this, and if we make sure the weight and then the mass and the volume, if it comes from, and she looks up at Jill and says, you're a genius.
Jill blinks.
Hear that, Jill?
Huh?
See, it doesn't work so well once you leave this tent. This tent is important. You can't come from outside the tent inside the tent, but you can go from in to out. But if I can find a way to get something in, then yes, we could do packages.
Yeah, because that's cutting out a lot of travel time for any kind of mail, for anybody taking a package.
Well, that's the reason no one's done it yet, because that's not how dimensional transference works. You can't... It's not that straightforward, but I'm sure Blue could figure something out if she really put her mind to it.
Well, I mean, it's another avenue of business, I guess, to think about.
Yeah. She looks lost in thought. Yeah, and she snaps the booklet shut and says, I will tell Blue about this and see what she makes of it. And in the meantime, let's go see your captain.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, sure.
So, we are going to briefly pick up our other stuff that was on order, but it shouldn't take us more than maybe 5 minutes max.
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah, we can go pick it up while you close up.
Yeah, it's a bit of a process getting me out, but it is doable. So, yeah, I'll meet you back here in a little bit.
Sounds good.
Okay, so we'll just pop by and pick up our hats and my hammer, I guess.
And when you get back, you smell this really metallic smell, like a burning wire, or like chlorine even. Jill, you've been around storms. You recognize it as the smell of ozone.
Mm.
And standing there, leaning against the now closed storefront, is this little short red kobold in a little fancy vest with a brace of pistols. And she's like, all right, lead the way.
Is my hammer plus 2 now?
Yes, your hammer is plus 2 now.
Hell yes. Okay, then we'll head back towards the Kestrel. I think on our way, if we pass the what was the inn, the Guiding Star?
The Guiding Star is the inn, yes.
Yeah. If we pass that along the way, Jill's going to like me like, wait, hold up, one sec. And like ask Artie to probably hold the bags because he's very strong.
Mm-hmm.
Pop in, see if they have any availability tonight.
Ah, yes. So, for those who don't recall, the Guiding Star is a red brick inn near the docks with a cozy interior, like a grandmother's cottage with embroidered pillows and mismatched furniture. And behind the counter, there's this tiefling, and she does let you book a room for the night.
She will surreptitiously ask, "Do you guys have baths, right? Do you rent baths?"
Oh yes, darling. Of course we have baths.
Okay, great. Can I also rent a private room?
I will make sure one is free for you. What time will you be coming by?
What time is it now, Anna?
I want to say it's about midday.
Okay. I don't know. 5?
Very well. And she opens up a book and writes something down in it and says, "We'll see you then."
Yeah. Cool. She tries to be extremely cool and normal and leaves the building, grabs the bags very quickly, and says, "It's cool, thanks, bye, we're good, it's fine."
The last thing you see as she turns away is says, "I hope you enjoy your stay," and winks.
Jill, you're staying outside of the ship? Why would you do that?
Planning to have a date night with Lachlan?
Yeah, why would you do that? We won't be able to be in there with you.
I don't want to be in there.
I don't want you in there.
Why wouldn't you want your best friends in there?
I don't want to be there, Artie.
I would like to just have some privacy with my boyfriend before we are traveling for like at least a week to get to Sharn. It would be nice for me. Thank you.
She wants to fuck without having a voyeur, Artie.
Why would you want that?
I'm not going to dignify that with a response. I'm just going to go back to the Kestrel.
Oh my god. So you return to the Kestrel and you bring Red aboard and you can hear her chatting with the captain. And the two of them set off towards the Harbour Master's office after a little while.
Wynn is going to wave down Lachlan and ask if she can speak with him privately.
And he's like, yeah, sure. All right, come on down. Just in the hold, I guess?
Sure, sounds good.
Righto.
She heads down there. She kind of leans against the wall. And she says, "So, Jill is going to ask you to spend the night with her, and I was hoping you might be able to have a talk with her while you're there."
First thing that happens is he blushes a pine green. Like, oh.
She doesn't even comment on it.
He shoves his hands in his pockets and he's like,
oh my god.
Okay, cool. It's like, alright,
oh
alright.
Oh my god, what a fucking nerd.
"You're looking cute and embarrassed. This is a serious conversation. I'm sorry that I'm going to immediately ruin your feelings here. But,
I'm sorry.
We were mugged while we were out by some bounty hunters trying to track Artie."
The moment you say mugged, his face looks up, his pupils narrow to just these slits, and he says, "You were you?"
"That's not the important part, Lachlan."
Okay.
"The important part is Jill used a spell that completely drained her... Not completely drained her, but, like, tore her life away, and she threw it at Artie, and she acted like us asking to heal her to heal herself or to take a potion or something was ridiculous, and that she didn't matter."
Oh. Well, that's a bit weird. I mean, life transference is a common spell. Even my dad can do it. Like, it's not a big deal, is it?
We're all a little bit of a martyr here, but what's the big deal to me was she was acting like she doesn't matter. When I know if any of the rest of us were in that state, she would be scolding us and patching us up immediately.
Right. Yeah, he kind of nods knowingly and like, yeah, I know what she's like. Yeah, I'll have a chat with her.
Yeah, I told her I would talk to you so this won't come out of the blue or anything, though she's probably hoping that I forgot.
Yeah. Cheers for letting me know.
Yeah, she nods and she says, "Thanks for..." She heard it from me and Artie, but I think it might hit different coming from you.
I wish she listened to you. Like, you two have known her far longer than me.
Eh?
Well, you have.
She kind of shrugs and she says, "I think it's more just hearing multiple voices."
Righto. Yeah, I'll have a chat with her.
Thanks, Lachlan. And then she heads back off to dump off her stuff.
While they're doing that, then Jill will if Kara's on board, she'll go track her down.
Kara is on board.
Okay.
And as you approach, he's like, what is it?
Wow, okay. Listen, we ended up running into a cinder person, cinders, one of the cinders. I don't know how you turn that into a singular versus a plural.
As you say that, you realize that you do have her attention pointing out the cinders.
Right. Okay. Well, we ran into one of them and we were asked to do a job. There's apparently some cult activity on Port Meridian, which is not as surprising as you would think. But basically, she wants us to take out their base probably first thing tomorrow morning. And I know you kind of do like some crime stuff. Do you want to get in on this?
Some crime stuff, eh? That's what I do.
I don't.
I see.
What? No, I'm saying, look, you're the one who got us in with High Captain Riddy, and you're the one who seemed to know shit about pirates. You seem more comfortable with that. Do you want to get in on it?
Yeah, it's fine. I'll, Yeah, when are we doing this?
Well, earlier the better tomorrow morning, but probably, I don't know. I don't know what constitutes dawn on a rock in space.
Yeah, no. It'll just be when we rotate to the sun. It's fine.
Yeah, so, I don't know, whenever, probably, 6-ish, I would hazard, in the morning.
Whenever dawn comes around.
Yeah, exactly. Anna, were we given details on where that was? Did we get a... We got a location, right?
Yes, Liana marked a spot on your map.
Okay, yeah, then Jill will pull out the map of town and point out where they've pinpointed the base.
Like, oh, that's a house in the old city. Oh. Bit messed up there.
Is it?
Yeah.
I've only really cut through there to get to the palace.
It's probably for the best that we're all going together.
Yeah, yeah.
The rough side of town.
Hmm. Okay, but, I mean, so you... Do you want to come, or...?
Yeah, why not? Let's go. We'll do the thing.
Okay.
I'll say... Rally at 4?
Yeah, sure. That sounds good.
Okay. And have you spent a day here yet?
No.
Okay, just checking.
No, this is still the same day that we came in on.
Cool.
Okay, Jill kind of squints at her. Are we cool?
Yeah. Are we not?
I mean, I just want to check, like, because on Taphos, you definitely got drunk and called me a bitch and said Lachlan should dump me, so I just want to know if we're cool.
Her eyes narrow. She says, I'm pretty sure that didn't happen. I don't remember.
Yeah, you were super drunk, but you can probably ask literally anyone on the ship if that happened, and they will say yes, because it was a scene.
She rolls her eyes like, look. Juliana, I don't hate you. I just... Lachlan's my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen romances on ships, and they never end well. I really don't want you to fuck this up for him.
Yeah, Believe me, that is... My goal is not to fuck it up.
Oh, great. We're all on the same page, then.
Sure.
Is that everything? We'll see you at 4?
Yeah. I guess that's everything.
Right. I'll see you then. And she strides off.
Ugh.
Oh, she's such a bitch. I feel so bad every time I play her. I'm sorry.
I love her.
I'm really sorry.
It's fine. Then, Jill will probably catch Lachlan's attention at some point while we're just sort of getting squared away on the ship.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, hey, babe, what's up?
Hi, babe. I don't know if you're still into the idea, but I did book a room at the Guiding Star. If you wanted to join me?
I would like that.
Yeah, cool. Do you want to, like, get dinner somewhere first, or?
Yep. And he's gone. He's gone green again.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Cool.
And he looks over and says, "You look a little roughed up. Are you okay, doll?"
Huh? Oh, yeah, it's fine. I'm at like 50%. It's fine.
That's pretty bad. Here, let me... And he snaps his fingers and casts Healing Word on you.
Huh.
Look, you can't go around like that. That's not good for you.
I mean, it's not like I'm really planning on doing anything strenuous today.
You regain 17 hit points.
Sorry, how much?
17. He ran it at 6th level.
Jesus! Jillian just does like a full body like, bleh!
When you cast magic at like that level, you can kind of taste the way it warps reality. It's a little weird.
Oh, druid magic hits different.
Well, it's all I can do, so, you know.
Thanks. Oh, actually, that reminds me. I didn't really, think to wrap this. Close your hands, hold out your eyes. Close your hands, hold out your eyes. Oh, God, no, the other thing, goddess. Close your eyes, hold out your hands.
He mimes as if he's about to pull his own eyes out and says, like this?
Lachlan!
Okay, here you go. Hands outstretched, eyes closed.
All right. And she will plunk the set of sending stones into his hands. Okay.
Oh. Oh! Oh, is this for you and me?
I mean, yeah, if you want. But I was just thinking, well, I mean, you know, if we want to do any kind of, like, sending experiments, it'd be easier if we could both do send and receive. So, yeah.
Oh, you're brilliant. You're just too good.
Thanks.
Well, thanks, doll. And he leans in and gives her a kiss.
Yeah, anytime. Cool.
Gem Gemma is performed by Annie Creighton, Anna Emmeline, Rio Rios, and Mackenzie Weaver, and is edited by Jake Mason. Our cover art is by Canary Witch, who can be found at canarywitch.cawrd.co, and our character design is by Rio Rios, who can be found at rioRios.com. Our opening and closing music is by Saad Akhtar Ali. For bonus content, such as Juliana's private diary, Anna's homebrew stuff, and early releases of our other show, I Will Fight You, our Patreon has it all from only $1 a month at patreon.com/thegemjam. Thank you so very much for listening. Stay safe out there, and we'll catch you next time.
Hey everybody, Jake here, editing notes. Sorry about the noise, this is my onboard. So if you're wondering, like, I don't remember Jill and Wynn talking about the life transfer spell. It's because Max file got cut off at the end, so none of it made any sense without it, so I had to kind of do some careful editing. Anyway, here is like a little snippet of what you would have gotten.
Ooh.
Seriously, you're going to get me in trouble with my boyfriend?
He's your boyfriend.
Yes, Artie, he's my boyfriend. He's my boyfriend.